Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yitzhak Menachem and Gittam O'Brien Delea. He should have a refuah shleima, b'sach shalchol Yisrael, and Esther Bela Basrus Devora, refuah shleima, Chaya Aviva Bas Miriam Shoshana, Baruch Haba Atzlach, b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem. They should both be zocha to a zivug, hagon, v'mehera. Chaya Aviva Bas Shendel Miriam. If that's what I said the first time, maybe yes, maybe no. I don't remember. We're learning a sugya in Maseches Megillah, which is the Ad Lo Yada Maseches. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah and Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Ein Bein, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that Shabbos is Dono Bidei Adam. If one is Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, he's Chayav Misa Bidei Adam. And Yom Kippur, he's Chayav Kareis Bidei Shemayim. Gemara is Medayik, but as far as payment goes, Linyan Tashlum and Zevezeh Shavin. As far as payment goes, they're the same. And then we say, who does the Mishnah follow? The Mishnah follows Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. Rabbi Chunya ben Akana says that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same as far as Tashlumen go. That by both, with respect to both of them, we say, Kim Levi de Rabbi Mine. Madoch Shabbos, if one is Mischayev ben Afsho, he's Mechal Shabbos, and at the same time he incurs financial liability. He doesn't have to pay. Why not? Because Kim Levi de Rabbi Mine only gets the bigger punishment. So to Yom Kippur, says Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, if he incurs financial liability at the same time as being Mechal Yom Kippur, he does not have to pay because of Kim Leibed Rabbine. So we're Medayik from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shabbos and Yom Kippur are only different with respect to the Chiyuv Misa. However, with respect to Tashlum, they are the same. So we're going to be basing our analysis on the very unbelievably wonderful Sefer Marbe B'Simcha of Moreva Rabbi of Hamnik Shlita in Simen Yud Dalet. So we have to understand the Gemara's diuk. It must be that if the Mishnah says the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is what type of Misa one gets, as far as Kim Levi Ravine, as far as Tashlumen goes, they must be the same. We don't have to say that. We can say that even as far as Tashlumen goes, they're different. But why are they different? Because they're different. They're different because only Misa Bidei Adam patters one from having to pay. Kim Levi, you only say Kim Levi Ramin and Misa Adam, and not Misa Bidei Shemayim. So even if they're different with respect to Tashlumin, it would still work with the Mishnah. Because by saying Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippur Mel Shezez Dona B'Yadav Zez Dona B'Kareis, we're also saying El Shezez has Kim Levi Ramin and Zez doesn't have Kim Levi Ramin. In other words, you have to understand, we have to understand whether there's Kim Levi Ramin by Misa Bidei Shemayim. And the moment we say that there isn't, then we can say very well in the Mishnah that really Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippur, except that this is Misa Bidei Adam and this is Misa Bidei Shamayim. And at the same time, we're not going to be Medayik Lin Tashlum and Zevezeh Shavin. We're going to say Lin Tashlum, they're also not Shavin. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? Because that's a prat of the din of Zez Dona Bidei Adam and Zez Dona Bakaris. That if we assume that there's no Kim Levit Rabbi Minei and Misa Bidei Shamayim, so then it emerges directly or indirectly, but it emerges from our Mishnah, this din of Kim Levit Rabbi Minei. I would say directly, because just what's your assumption? Do we hold that there's no Kim Levi Ramine and Misa Bidei Shemayim? Okay, so by saying Ein Bein Yom Shabbos Yom Kippur Mel Shezez Dona B'Yadav Zez Dona B'Kareis, you're also saying that Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippur Mel Shezez has Kim Levi Ramine and this doesn't have Kim Levi Ramine. So what's Shabbos? The Gemara's Diuk. The Gemara says no, Linyan Tashlum Zez Hashavin, that there's Kim Levi Ramine in both, because the Mishnah says they're only different as far as the type of Misa. No. We can say they're different as far as the type of Misa, and from that stems another din. And that is that this has Kim Levi Ramine and this doesn't. We can also ask according to Shitas Rashi. Rashi explains in Psachim and Chav Tesam Ad Aleph, Dibur Maslis, Yom Kippurim Kishabis, that Chai Vekrisus, Shogigin, aren't Pater from payment. So according to that, what is the Gemara saying? That Lein Tashlumen, Zev Zev Shavin. They're not Shavin. Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg is Pater Menat Tashlumen. And Mechal Yom Kippur B'Shogeg is Chayv B'Tashlumen. And Azoy Frek the Poras Yosef at the end of the Masechta. In Ksubas Naf Lamed Amar Aleph it says, what's the reason of Reb Nechunya ben Akana that he holds that we hold Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei even in Misa B'Dei Shemayim? So Abaye explains, because we have the word Ason B'Dei Adam. It says in the Pasuk, V'lo yiyeh ason, and there is no chiyuv misa. And it also says ason bidei shemayim. The whole pasuk As v'chinatza anashim v'nakfu ishahara v'yatzi yoder v'lo yalsa. Two people are fighting. They hit a pregnant woman, and her fetus goes out. She loses her fetus. V'lo yalsa. There's no tragedy. So Abai says this is asam bidei adam. Lo yalsa means there's no chiyuv mrs. based in. And it also says asam bidei shemayim v'koro asam Yaakov. Referring to Binyamin, when he didn't want to send Binyamin. So it says Asan in both places. Just like Asan that said Bidei Adam is Patamit HaTashlumen, so to Asan that's Bidei Shemayim is also Patamit HaTashlumen. So Rashi explains, Es Yom HaKippurim Kishabbos, Liftu HaMadlik as a Gaddish B'Yom HaKippurim Kidliku B'Shabbos. That if one lights up a Gaddish, a haystack on Yom Kippur, it's as if he lit it on Shabbos. And in both cases, there is no tashlum and there's no financial payment because of Kimelad Ramine, because they get to get the greater punishment of Misa. Ma Shabbos, who Misa's based in, Rashi says, Patrimen atashlumin, Kiddisnan, etc. V'yalaf milah mivilo yasan anashyanesh. Afiyom akipurim shibakares, chayachiyuv nefeshu, zeh. Just like Shabbos is Patamet HaTashlumen, as we learn from Lo Yason, so too, that if there's no Ason Bidei Adam, then there's payment, Anash Yonash has to pay, and if there is Ason Bidei Adam, then there's no payment, so too Yom Kippur, which is Kares, there is a Ptur Min HaTashlumen. So we have to understand the Chilukim between Perush Rashi, this is the Sefer of Hamlik Sfarim, are just about the only, probably not just about, the only sefer I'm aware of that consistently compares parallel sugyas, compares the Peirushim of the Lashonos of the Gemara and Rashi, and shows the differences between the sugyas, and it is illuminating, scintillating. So we have to understand the difference in Peirushim between Rashi here in Megillah and Rashi there in Ksubis. Here Rashi says that Reb Nechunya ben Akana says, the Isser Kares Kamisa's based in. Rashi in Megillah says that Yom Kippur is Mischayev Benafsho because the Isser of Kares is like the Misa that's based in, and both of them have Kimle B'Drabimine. So Rashi says that it's totally in the Isser. There Rashi says that Yom Kippur is a Chiyuv Nefesh. So there he's told that in the Chiyuv, not in the Isser, but in the Chiyuv. So we have to understand that. We also have to note that Rashi brings Bipshitus that we should pater Chayve Krisis from Tashlumin because it says V'lo Ye'asan. Rashi says in Megillah, Upturim Elashalim Hidlik Dishal Chaber B'Yom HaKippurim Shein Tashlumin Eitzel Chiyuv Misa, because there's no payment by Chiyuv Misa. As it says, V'lo yiyeh ason, anosh yanesh, ha'im yiyeh ason, lo yanesh. So it says, there's no tragedy, there's no misa, then there is an onesh. But if there is a misa, then there's no onesh. That's what Rashi says in Megillah. And he doesn't add that Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana equates Ason bidei shamayim to ason bidei adam, as it says v'koro ason, like it says in Ksubis. So Rashi in Megillah doesn't add the parish of Nechunya ben Hakana, who equates the ason bidei adam to the ason bidei shamayim to the ason bidei adam, and says that there's kimlev d'rabimine both in Mises shamayim and Mises adam, Mises beizdin. Rashi doesn't mention that, but if you look in Psachim, Rashi does say that. Rashi does mention the drash of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. So we have to understand why. He does mention the Gemara in Ksubis and Psachim Lamed. So we have a number of differences between the sugya, between the sugyas and between the Perushim of Rashi and the various sugyas. So we have to make a basic chakira here. And that is, what's the gather of the Ptur of Kimelei B'Drabimineh according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana? So it can't be that he holds that it's Medinei Beis Din, that a Beis Din, like Rashi's in both Metziat Tzadi Aleph, that a Beis Din can't give two punishments on one Maisa. Because Kares is Bidei Shamayim, and it isn't Nimsara, it's not given over to the Beis Din. So, if Rabbi Nachmani ben Hakana is holding that it's Midei Shamayim, there's also Kimel Ramine, he's obviously has a very fundamental shita as to why he holds this way. So the question according to him is, does the Chiyuv pater one from the monetary payment? That the bigger Chiyuv is Mevatel the smaller Chiyuv? And as part of this we can say that the kapara of the bigger Onesh is enough to be mechaper on everything. The kapara of Misa is mechaper also on the Tashlum, like the famous svar of the Ramban. Or does the Ptur Ba come because of the Chomer Isser? That the Isser, it's not because the Chiyuv Gadol is Mevatel the Chiyuv Katan, it's Chiyuv Misa, but because of the seriousness of the Isser. That when you're talking about such a serious Isser like Chiyuv Misa, there's no reason to pay attention to minor details like monetary payment. What's the nafkamina between whether it's Chomer Ha'iser or Godel HaChiyuv? The answer is Chayve Krisa Shogin. If the Chiyuv Misa, the Oynesh patters, so that's only B'mezid when there is an Onesh. But if the Tur comes because of the Chomer Ha'iser, so it's also Shayich B'shogeg. B'shogeg, it's still an Isser Mod Chamor. He might not have had Das to do it, but it's still an Isser Chamor. So the Sugyan Ksubis is holding that the Chiyuv and the Onesh Befoal is what Pater's the person. And therefore, there's a special Pasuk that Onesh Bidei Shamayim is also an Ason, Bidei Shamayim is also an Ason to Pater him. So there it's out the Chiyuv. There's a Chiyuv Misa, there's an Ason, there's a tragedy that this person is going to be Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. And therefore Rashi is Medayik in Ksubis. And he says Chiyuv Nefesh. It's the Chiyuv, it's the fact that he's Chayav Misa, that's what Pater's him from Tashlumin. Rashi Oichetim Psachim, he explicitly brings the Alfusa of Asam B'dei Shamayim. So he's holding that this Ptur wasn't said B'shogeg, because he's not Chayev Kares B'foal. It's only if you're actively, one is actively Chayev Kares. Only in such an instance would we say that he's Pater from Tashlumin, because of the actual Chiyuv that he gets. However, do in Megillah, Rashi Kenish Mefarish Hazai. I think Rashi and Megillah cannot explain this way. Why? Because he has a kasha. How can you be medayik halein tashlum and zebezeh shavin, that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are equal as far as tashlumin goes? Why don't we say like we asked before, lein tashlumin, they're not shavin, because misa paters and kares doesn't pater, and that's all included in the lashon of the Mishnah, shezeb misa v'zeb kares. So that's a tzarech and gadol like we asked earlier. And therefore, because of this kasha, Rashi understood that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that there's mamash a diuk from the Mishnah to say lein tashlum and zebezeh shavin. Rather, we're learning it from the content of the Mishnah, because we hold in our sugya, in all the Mishnayos, that it says ein bein, that the ein bein means that it's the same din mamish in both things. Not that they're two separate dinim that by chance have similar halachas, except for one prat, but rather, the same parshas applies to both of them, but one of the parshas has a kula that the other parsha doesn't have. So in all of these ein beins, it's really the same parsha, and we say, but what's the difference? The difference is X. But when you say the ein bein, we're saying that they're really the same. I had a ha'ora with an aleph, that's Purim, is Adlo Yada. It's all the same. It's all the same. So that's what we're saying in the Mishnah. Ain bain. It's really the same parasha. All right, so there's minor detail between them, but it's the same thing. Ain bain. Ad lo yada. No distinction. So, for example, when we say ain bain yom tov l'shabbos ela ochel nefesh, pshat is that the same parasha of melacha that there's an Isser Melacha on Shabbos is also Shaykh on Yontif. And Yontif just happens to have a kula of Ochel Nefesh, because the Inyan of Simchas Yontif is Mechayev Ochel Nefesh. So in the parasha of Isser Melacha on Yontif, there's a heter of Ochel Nefesh. So look in Rashi, Gevaldik, in Beitza, Zayin Amid Beis, Dibar Maschel Vakad Vakshit, Ketisha, Chesam Baral of Dir Maschel Vada, Yud Beis Baral of Dir Maschel Loike, Dir Maschel Loike Meshum Vashel. He keeps returning to the lab of the Isser Melacha. Why is there an Isser Melacha on Yontif? Because it says by Shabbos, Lo Sase Kol Melacha. Why does he use the pasuk by Shabbos? Rav Pick in the Masoret HaShas says that in Yontif we have another pasuk, Kol Melacha Lo Yase Behem. So why does Rashi use the Shabbos pasuk? So the Makor of Rashi is our sugya. Ein Bein Yontif LeShabbos Zel B'Zach. So Yontif stems from Shabbos. So the same applies to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That we hold that the Mishnah is coming to say that really it's one parasha of Chiyuv Misa and Melachas Shabbos. Yom Kippurim is also Shabbos. Just on Shabbos, the onesh is given by the Beis Din. And Yom Kippur, the onesh is given by Shemayim. Comes out according to this parish, a Grois HaChiddush. That the same Chiyuv Misa can be administered sometimes by Shemayim and sometimes Bidei Adam. And we see this, that the Gemara says, Dalab Mises Lo Batlu, that we still have the Arba Mises Beis Din, because Hashem administers it instead, the person's going to fall off the roof with his Chayiv Skila, etc., like the famous Gemara. So that's what the Gemara says, that Liyan Tashlum and Zev Zeh Shav and Mani Masnis and Rabbi Chuyim Ben Akonehi. What does this mean? That it's mamish the same Chiyuv in both of them. And the only chiluk between Yom Kippur and Shabbos is which Beis Din is going to administer the punishment. So if that's the case, Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same parish of Isurim. Who's going to give the punishment? That's the difference. And therefore, since it's really the same parish, it's the same chiyuv, so they're both included in the pasuk of Im lo im yiyah asan, lo yeyanish. Since it's not from the lashon of the Mishnah, halinyan, that it's something different from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about X, and then we're medai calling tashlum, and it's Y. No, it's from pshat in the Mishnah, the content of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same parasha of chiyuv misa. Once they're the same parasha of chiyuv misa, then it must be that when the pasuk says Ason, so this Ason is referring both to Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim. And Memela, by Yom Kippur, there's going to be no Tashlumen, there's going to be no payment, just like on Shabbos, and that's Rabbi Nachman Ben Akana. So according to this, it's not pshat that the Chiyuv Kares patters the person from Tashlumen. The Etzema Iser that has a Chiyuv Klali of Misa, that's what brings the Ptur. And there's no nafkamina, the Ptur from payment. And there's no nafkamina which Beis Din carries out the Chiyuv Befal. And that's why Rashi says here, the Lashon of the Isser Kares Kemises Beis Din Dami. Because we're talking about the Isser. The Isser of Kares is in the same parasha as the Isser of Shabbos. The Isser of Kares is in the same parish as the Isser of Mises Beis Din. It's not the actual Chiyuv who carries out the Chiyuv. It's in the Chomer Isser. And if we're medakdek in Lashon Rashi, we'll see that on Yom Kippur, he says in Ksubis, that Yom Kippur is Kishabbos, Liftor Hamadlik, that it patters the one who lights up his friend's haystack. So you see there's a davar hapoter. In other words, there's a bigger chiyuv for Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and that patters for the smaller chiyuv of Tashlumen. But here in Megillah Rashi says, She'ein Tashlumen Eitzel Chiyuv Misa. In other words, it's not that there's something that patters. Rather, the chiyuv doesn't start. Because if you have such an inyan chamor, like Yom Kippur and Shabbos, which are both very serious chiyuv mises, both very serious isurim, because now we're in the parish of Isser, so we don't have to deal with minor details like payment. So Rashi in Ksuba says liftor, that the bigger chiyuv patters the smaller chiyuv, and in Megillah where Rashi, it's not about the chiyuv that patters, but it's about the chomer isur, that both of them are very, very serious isurim. So Rashi says, "Ain't tashlum neitzel chiyuv misa." The tashlum doesn't even start. It's not that something is pattered. We just don't pay any attention to these small details of payment. We're dealing with the much bigger inyan of the iser misa, of the iser Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Another diktuk that proves this thesis is that in Ksubas Rashi explains that on Shabbos shehu misas beisdin. In Megillah Rashi says yesh ba misas beisdin. So what's the difference? The difference is that there in Ksubas Rashi says that Shabbos is a separate chiyuv of Misas Beisdin. Not like Yom Kippur. But here Rashi says Shabbos yesh ba Misas, it has. Which implies that there's really one chiyuv, just Shabbos has a Mises Beis Din, and Yom Kippur has a Chiyuv Kares. But it's not that they're two separate Chiyuvim. It's not Shehu Mises Beis Din. Shabbos is a Mises Beis Din. That's what defines Shabbos as being different from Yom Kippur. But here in Megillah, Rashi's holding up. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are really the same Chiyuv. Just Shabbos happens to have Mises Beis Din, and Yom Kippur is Misa B'dei Shamayim. It emerges then that according to this sugya, the p'tur is also shaykh in chayve krisis shogegin, because it's the chomer ha'iser. So since it's the chomer ha'iser that patters the chomer ha'iser of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so it doesn't matter whether it's done b'shogeg or b'mezid. So that would be the difference between the sugya and Megillah and the sugyas in Psachim and Ksubis. Psachim and Ksubis is because of the chiyuv that's given b'foal. So if it's shogeg and there's no there's going to be no chiyuv kares, so there's no kim lebed rabbi mineh. But according to our sugya, where it's the Chomer Isser, even if it is Chiyuv Kares Bishogeg, since there's the same Chomer Isser, it's still the same Aveira of Yom Kippur, which is in the same parish of Shabbos, Mimela, there is going to be a Ptur, or not a Ptur, it doesn't even start, there's going to be no payment of Tashlumen on Yom Kippur. So he makes an amazing diuk here. If you look at all the sugyas in our perek on the mission of Ein Bein, the Gemara starts Hala Inyan Ploni Zeb Zeh Shavin. So Rashi always copies that at least part of the lashon of Hala Inyan this Zeb Zeh Shavin. Here Rashi doesn't copy that. In our sugya and Megillah, Rashi doesn't copy the lashon of Halinya Tashlum and Zev Zeh Shavim, because in all the other Mishnayos it's a diuk mamish. But in our Gemara, it's not meduyuk from the Mishnah. So this lashon of hala inyan, which gives us a mashmos of so that's meduyak from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says they're equal and everything except for X, which means that in Y they are equal. So normally that's a diuk that the Gemara makes for Mishnah, but here we said it's not a diuk mamish, as we explained earlier, that you can't be medayik that way from the Mishnah, because you can say that linyan tashlumin they're not shavin, and that's novea, that stems from the fact that one is a chi of kares and one is a chi of misa, and as a prat from that, chi of kares doesn't have kimle rabbinay, and chi of misa does have kimle rabbinay. So the Mishnah can be holding only tashlumin ain't zevazeh shavin. And it's included that the ain shavin is in the fact that one is the kares bide shamayim and one is bide adam. So how then, but the Gemara Taka does derive that linyan tashlumin zevzev shavin? So it's not because of a diuk in the Mishnah, rather because it's because of the tochen of the Mishnah, because of the content of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that ain bain, there's no difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So no difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos means they come from the same parsha. They have the same Chomer HaIsser. And since the Chomer HaIsser applies equally to both of them, and the only difference is who carries it out, so Memela Linyan Tashlumin Zev Zeh Shavin, because we're holding now that the Chomer HaIsser is what patters from Tashlumin. So therefore, from the fact that we equate the Chumra of the Isser of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it must be that Linyan Tashlumin Zev Zeh Shavin, that both of them don't have Tashlum. We say Kim Levi Rabbi Mineh in both instances. Barashi doesn't copy the Dibur Maskel, Hal Linyan Tashlumin Zev Zeh Shavin, because that would imply that it's a diuk from the Mishnah, but it's not really meduyuk from the Mishnah. It's not that the Mishnah says X, so we can derive Y from the Lashon of the Mishnah, that they're equal in everything but X. In X they're different. So Mela and Y they're the same. That logical scheme, that's not how we learned it from the Mishnah. Rather, we learned from the fact that the Mishnah equates Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and we're understanding the Mishnah to mean, since it's not muchruch, the Gemara is understanding the Mishnah to mean, because it's not muchruch from the Mishnah that neither of them have tashlumin. It could be that both of them, could be that Shabbos doesn't have tashlumin and Yom Kippur does, because one is a chi of misa b'di adam, one is a chi of misa b'di shamayim. So from the fact that the Gemara says Lin Tashlum and Zebizah Shavin, it must be that they're the same parsha, the same Chomer HaIsser. And since they're the same Chomer HaIsser, we understand that there's no reason to be mechalik between them. There's just a chilik in the way you're mekayim the onish. But there's no reason to be mechalik between them as far as Tashlumin. And therefore, Rashi doesn't in Torah to copy this Holy Tashlum and Zebizah Shavin, because it's not Mamish Adil from the Mishnah. And in all other cases, it is a diuk from the Mishnah. But here, it's not because of the lashon of the Mishnah, but because of the content of the Mishnah. That the content of the Mishnah is that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same, which the Gemara here is understanding, that they're the same Chomer HaIsser, the same Parsha of Isser. So since they're the same Parsha, it must be that Linyan Tashlumin, Zeh V'Zeh, Shavin. And now we also understand why in Psachim Rashi brings down the tushta between Asam, that we equate Asam b'di Shemaim to Asam b'di Adam, because they were holding that the Chi of Misa patters. So we have to know that just like Chi of Misa b'di Adam patters, so to Chi of Misa b'di Shemaim. But in Megillah Rashi doesn't have to come on to that, because since they're the same Chi of Misa, it's just done in two different ways, so Pshita that they're both included in the word Asam. That if there's an ason, then lo ye'anesh. If there's a chi of misa, lo ye'anesh. It's just a difference in the chi of misa. So this is a very, very beautiful, illuminating way of learning the sugya, and we should always be zocha to be medayik b'chol os va'os of divrei ha'gemara v'divrei rashi ha'kadosh. L'tov lanu kol hayamim, amen v'amen, shalom, sweetest friends.